Now that is truly a tragedy to behold. What we see there in those film clips from Ethiopia and all those starving heathens that are hungry for the food and word of God. Now, though not necessarily in that order, ladies and gentlemen, I bet they would almost give an arm and a leg to have some of this delicious angel food cake that Sheila was so kind to cook for us here. It truly is delicious. And I remind me to get that recipe from you there, Sheila, after the show. But up next on the 700 Club, ladies and gentlemen, we've got some food for thought. I have as my guest Ken Sanitize, a radio DJ that stands for disc jockey, ladies and gentlemen, and he's from a South Alabama radio station. It's a beautiful area down there, right in the middle of the Bible Belt, and we get lots of members from down that way. But anyway, Ken, glad to have you here on the 700 Club.
Oh, thanks, Pat. It's always been my dream to be here on 700 Club.
Well, it sanitizes an interesting and wonderful name, and I'm sure they gave it to you because of all the clean, pro-Christian music you play on your station.
Well, Pat, actually...
Before you downplay your importance there, Ken, let me tell the audience about the problems you've been having down there in South Alabama as a result of this steady encroachment of the educational system. Now, we've seen this phenomenon occur more than once, ladies and gentlemen. I regret to say that children are being brainwashed in a secular humanist education institution, and they turn away from the Word of God. Now, they are taught that man was descended from apes, that women are the same as men, and that there's no such thing as miracles. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I took the liberty of tuning in Kim's station on our spy satellite, and you would not believe the things that I heard on one of those adjacent stations, right next to Kim's Christian network. It was one of those college communist stations that I was before mentioning, and it was built for the sole purpose of exporting the secular humanist beliefs to the surrounding Christian areas. Now, some of the satanic verses that I heard, the lyrics, ladies and gentlemen, well, they're just too indecent to even tell you about. So why even talk about that trash? Because Ken's here to share with us the Word of God, as he does with this audience every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Isn't that right, Ken?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I brought a sample of some of the music we play.
Oh, well, before you play that, Ken, let me remind our audience that we brought Ken to our station at great expense. And like everything else that you see and hear on the 700 Club, it's paid for by your contributions. So pick up that phone right now and dial that number at the bottom of your screen. And because we really need your help, not only to fund this and our fight, our crusade against the evil satanic music, but also to fight Satan himself, because, you know, the second coming is coming. And the Antichrist, that is the devil, will show up, and he will not be in a red suit. You know, Ken, that's a common misconception that a lot of people out there have, not only Christians, is that the Antichrist is going to look like a devil carrying a pitchfork. But it's simply not true, ladies and gentlemen. He may appear as someone that you know and trust, maybe the President of the United States even, or perhaps even, say, a televangelist, someone that wants to be the President of the United States. He could even be someone that you wouldn't believe could be evil. He could be someone on the verge of constant laughter all the time, or repeating catchphrases that you'd never know about, ladies and gentlemen. So, but let's not get carried away on that, because I think Kid does have something to play for us here. What is that, Kid?
Well, I brought a sample of the music to play for
you. Oh, I wish I could remember the satanic call letters of that evil college station that is constantly cutting in on your frequency, because then I could ask our audience to send letters to their congressmen demanding that that station be taken off the air immediately, if not sooner. After all, the only good music that God wants to hear is music that advocates blind obedience to Christ. Isn't that right, Ken?
Well, I know that radio station, and I know the call letters almost by heart. WEGL Auburn.
Oh, now remind me to tell you of a study we did showing that God can hear radio waves of all frequencies simultaneously, even the backmasking, and without the use of a radio.
Well, in that case, he'll love what I've got queued up for him now.
Oh, well, great. Then why don't you just give that wax a whirl there, Ken?
With pleasure.
Ooh! Nah, Jive, Nah, Jive.